Yogesh, governor of the Democratic Alliance, talking about the water quality on Durban beaches. Councillor Governor, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the invite and thank you for having me here.
So there's been a lot in the press lately about the approach of the DA to the issue of water quality in Durban versus the approach by the authorities and Durban Tourism. Could you perhaps maybe just set the scene and tell us what it is that the DA is saying about water quality?
Yes, for sure. Look, this is basically a deja vu for the DA and all those people that, follow the beach water quality, particularly during the festive period. It's no secret that every holiday, every festive period, there seems to be a trend where the E. coli results, always exceed what is acceptable and normal beyond what Itakwini Municipality accepts and even international standards. Now, as of the 2nd of November, from the 2nd of November to the 26th of November, we've been monitoring independent testing that has been published on social media by reputable institutes stating that E. coli levels at certain swimming beaches and non-swimming beaches have been unacceptable. We then raised the flag. Our first port of call was to raise this flag at an executive committee meeting. But we were quite disappointed at the city management response and the response by the mayor to try and downplay this to say, we've declared our beaches safe. And, people that want to basically whistleblow about this are killing tourism in the city. Now, we then asked the question, is it, we do understand that tourism is something that we've been trying to build since we've had COVID and the E. coli that has affected us. But then does it become profit before people? It's a very delicate balance to strike. And you now find that we've had several media houses publish negative
Yes, very
articles
much
about
so.
the E. coli, basically saying what the DA's been saying all this time.
So where are we as of today on this issue? Is it because I guess it all revolves around whether that limit of 200, which is supposed to be acceptable and safe for swimming, is where the water's at, or whether, like the council is saying, under 500 is acceptable. Where are we
Yes,
scientifically?
that, well, scientifically, you're correct. There is a range that we follow. And then as it gets into different categories, it becomes more dangerous with the concentrations. We were also quite concerned in our executive committee meeting when there was a move to say, let us raise the level of what we consider, to be dangerous. And that concerned us because are you raising the level to make yourselves compliant, but at the risk of who? So we were
100%.
saying to them that they cannot declare their beaches safe if they only test once in 2 weeks. They've never denied that that's what they're doing. And our argument has been that, I used myself as an example. If I go to the beach today, I will never know what the water quality is at that particular moment. If I'm going to rely on municipal results that were published or even tested 2 weeks ago, and our call has been for real-time testing, more frequent testing. But again, the city's compromise was, okay, let's do it once a week. And I still said, it's not enough because you've got people attending the beaches every single day in the hundreds of thousands.
This is a crazy situation to be in. So you're either killing tourism or you're killing tourists. I mean, maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. Maybe you're not killing them. Maybe you're just making them ill. But as you're talking, I'm just wondering, is there a difference between the way human bodies react to these kinds of pathogens in the water? What I'm getting at is, with if you and I were to swim as opposed to a one-year-old child, are we going to experience the pathogens differently in our bodies?
Well, look, I'm not qualified, to comment on that, but from what I've read and researched, you can get You know, and people put it down as a bad COVID or a bad flu. But unless you do a specific test to check for E. coli in your bloodstream, you're not going to be able to say what's wrong with you because the symptoms are very similar. You get nausea. You know, body pains, diarrhea, and, you know, irritation, skin rashes. So there's a whole range. And obviously each person's capacity to handle it is different, but it can make you seriously ill.
Councillor, why is KZN struggling like this with this particular issue? What are the main root causes of the problem?
Well, there are multiple causes, and number one is aging infrastructure. The city has come to a point where infrastructure runs to the end of its life before it you know, starts getting attention. The second contributing thing is the lack of budget. We've not properly budgeted proactively to deal with the collapse of the aging infrastructure. Then you've got a lack of preventative maintenance. You know, during the festive period, we were given plans and schedules to say that this is going to be the plan of action where there's going to be an increased jetting, preventative maintenance. But let me just give you a case in point. I'm not sure if you know about the two beaches that were actually closed yesterday and today, which was in Umhlanga, due to the Umhlanga pump station malfunctioning. Now, what officials found in there were rags and they said carcasses. But again, it comes down to, for it to build up to that point, when did you actually inspect it? Did you conduct any preventative maintenance? Did you do the jetting that you promised you would do to prevent these blockages from, you know, disabling the pump station completely? And from where I stand, the answer is no. So I don't know if you're aware as well that currently the city is enveloped in a crisis where contractors in the Itikwini Water and Sanitation Department have down tools. They went and trashed offices in the CBD yesterday due to non-payment. Now, if these are the contractors that we rely on to assist us with all the plans that we've laid out and they've down tools, it also does not leave us in a better space. We have plans as the city, or the city has plans rather, for a 10-year investment into upgrading the capacity of pump stations, etc. But, you know, it's 10 years down the line, and we know with a lot of projects, the lifetime of a project that we give on paper doesn't always materialize because of the numerous delays that plague these projects.
So very selfishly, I'm going to bring it back to us. Gauteng is about to take a break, a festive season break, and head to the coast. What message are you going to give to families planning to swim at Durban beaches this festive season?
Well, look, my best advice would be that there are publications that come from the city. They do have a website where they publish their results. But there's also the Institute of Water and Wastewater in conjunction with DOT that publish results weekly. And there are other websites that people can go on to check. And remember, there is a classification of swimming beaches and non-swimming. So sometimes you will find that the E. coli might be concentrated in a beach that's not intended for swimming. So people just need to watch the news, basically, the independent sites in conjunction with municipal sites to see whether it is safe or not to actually get into the water. But, you know, as we said, Itikwini has been seeing an increase and a boost in the tourism. And we really don't want to chase away our holidaymakers who bring the much-needed investment that we need.
Fascinating discussion. Thank you for making time this afternoon. Really appreciate your time, Councillor Govender of the Democratic Alliance.